Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Y'all have a great day. Come on. I may not be there for a while, but y'all more than welcome to come. Okay, guys. The guys didn't practice. Paradis, that's a rest day for Matt. And then Casey did not practice neither. Limited, TJ, Akib, Derek Wolf, and Billy Simeon and Janovich were full. So that's where we're at. Casey, y'all probably going to ask me. Got a little calf issue in practice yesterday. So we set rested him today. It'll be a day-to-day process. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. Billy snaps for us. Okay. Also, AJ can snap. So, you know, we'll work them both. But, you know, we'll see where Casey's at tomorrow. But it just didn't make sense to do it today. So, win. Yeah. Go ahead.
Gary, do you have any update on CJ and how he's coming along with his
You know, he's doing really well. He's still on his crutches. You know, I spent some time with him. Was today Thursday? Spent some time with him Monday. Still on his crutches, progressing well. Starting, you know, rehabbing pretty hard with Greek. So, you know, I got no new information on him.
Gary, when you've looked at them, I mean, it's been a while since the team turned the ball over as much as they have in the last 20 games of that stretch. What do you see from them?
You mean turnovers they've gotten? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I know it's a – Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, yeah, they have big strengths as a team. You know, that's one of them. Jeff, and they win the field position. You watch a field position battle, they're excellent in the league. Red zone scoring, you know, excellent in the league, keeping people from scoring, them doing a good job. So those big key factors that win in this league on a week-to-week basis, they've been exceptional. And anytime you win 17 out of 20 regular season games in this league, I mean, you're doing something very consistent. So, you know, very good football team. They don't beat themselves. Are you talking about as far as getting a turnover? Well, they do a great job of stripping the ball. If you watch them, I mean, they're really ball conscious. First guy's making a tackle, next guy's all over the ball. That's something they do very well. They also, on the back end, they get, you know, the difference between good secondaries and I would say great secondaries and good secondaries. You know, great secondaries, when they get their hands on the ball, they make you pay. Some of them knock balls. Good secondaries knock balls down, you go to the next down. Well, this team makes you pay. They got a lot of great hands on the back end.
Did you see improvement with the rush defense? I know statistically against New Orleans it was a little better, but what is the key to getting on a, I guess?
Are you talking about for us or them?
Your rush defense, yeah. Getting on a roll these last six.
Oh, games. Our rush defense. You know, Troy, in a lot of ways, sometimes it's how you're being attacked too. You know, I mean, New Orleans tried to run the ball on us. We got ahead on them. We had a 10-point lead, so they started throwing it around, you know. So you look at some of the games we've been in when we've gotten behind and people committed to the run, we've had a hard time by the end of the day. So it has a lot to do with how the nature of the game goes. But this team's going to test you running the ball differently. They're going to spread you, quarterback, running the ball, you know, so they can get a lot of hidden yardage through scrambles and through the read zone, you know, those type of things that are a little bit different than what we've been dealing with.
How have Ty and Donald responded to having potentially their playing time split this week?
Well, I guess in a lot of ways we're going to see because they're going to both play. You know, I mean, are they practicing well? Yeah. I mean, hell, they always practice well and work. But we've made it a very competitive environment between the two of them. They're both going to play. And like I told y'all and I told them, hell, be the guy that plays in a way that you don't come off the field. So that's what we're looking for. But they are going to both play, and that's the way we went about it since we went back to work this week.
Can we make sure the rookies or first-year guys have a Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, that's what we tried to do. We told them all to go to Tyke's house, you know. So, obviously we want everybody to be with somebody today, so it's something we talked about. But we had good work, Mike, really. You know, it's in the NFL, it's kind of a week of distraction, but yet getting ready to play. And our guys have handled it very good. We kind of went a little longer yesterday. Had them in here really early this morning. They handled it really good. We'll go a little bit longer tomorrow, make up some of the lost time, meeting time, but our guys have been good, real good.
Have you seen the benefit this week of that second injection that Trevor got in the rest?
Yeah, I mean, he looks fresh. I mean, he's throwing the ball well. He's moving around. You know, one of the things with Trevor, too, if you go back early in the season, Trevor made a lot of first downs with his feet. You know, we went back as coaches and watched our cut-ups. You know, you're watching Carolina. You're watching the first few weeks. You're watching Trevor leave the pocket, make plays, keep us on the field. You didn't see that the last 3 or 4 weeks. So hopefully with his freshness, you'll start to see some more of that again.
Travis Kelce, what does he do that allows him to get.
Well, they play him everywhere, so he's a very bright player. He plays wide receiver basically outside. He comes inside and plays. He, you know, he's sliding in the boot game and those type of things. So I think a credit to him and everything that Andy does with him. But, you know, when it's time, I mean, that's where, you know, that's where they're looking. That's where Alex is looking. He's really a good player.
Marlon Brown made enough progress if you want him?
Oh, I think he could, Jeff. I think he knows enough of what we're doing that if we called on him to play this week, he could. I don't think we're there yet. You know, I like the way our six have been playing, but we got a very competitive situation right there and kind of a loaded situation right there on our football team. So we'll just keep him going. Yeah, but I think he could if we needed him to.
Does his addition put pressure on Cody, Benny?
Well, I mean, I think they're all sitting there. They're smart enough to know you can't suit everybody up, and they know he's a good player and he's a good special teams player. So, you know, we'll see if we keep suiting six, if that's something we keep doing. You know, obviously it's naturally a competitive environment because of his presence, yes. Okay?
All right.
You have a great day, okay?